Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I am Tom Takkar, the Wolf of Dog Street, joined, as always, by Tommy McNamara, the Prince of Snarkness. How are you, buddy?
Today I am the Cat of Cat Street, because we're talking about cats.
It's funny that we are talking about cats, the only episode that we're not doing at my place.
I know, where cats are...
There are no cats here.
Constantly interfering.
They like the show.
I don't think they do. They're always climbing on the equipment and trying to turn it off.
That is true. They slowly turn our mics down, and then they turn their mics up. I got to stop giving them mics. They don't use them.
We should also introduce our guest, return guest, and our jellicle choice.
Oh, wow.
Brett Arnold, everybody. Tom doesn't know what that means because he's not seen
I've seen the movie and listened to the soundtrack 1,000 times. I also don't know what it means.
I know. let's just right off the top. So we're going to talk about the music from the movie Cats.
Yes.
We're talking about, the music from the movie Cats, but I've become obsessed with the music from the original Broadway recording of Cats.
That I have seen.
You have?
Oh, I've seen the play.
I've seen this video everything. Of the play. My music teacher...
Like a bootleg?
Yeah, my music teacher...
The VHS of that was huge back in like the 90s.
Yeah. My music teacher would play it like once every 2 months for our class.
Oh, really?
I don't remember any of it.
Yeah,
I was fucked up back then. No, like my like fifth grade music teacher would make us watch Cats and Stomp all the time.
Oh, and, that's such a nightmare.
I really hated
New York
days.
Staples.
Yes.
Cats and Stomp.
Yeah, I thought that's what New York was going to be like. It's not nearly as musical as I had hoped.
And you'd think the cats would take care of all those damn rats.
That's true. There should be... I haven't seen Cats, but is there a scene where they jump down onto the train track and eat all the rats?
No, but there are other creatures in Cats.
Well, Cats takes place in London.
Oh,
does it? Again, wouldn't know it from just seeing it. My favorite thing about Cats the movie is that it provides zero... weigh in if you don't know what it is.
I'll give you how I saw it. Everyone says like, oh, you gotta like take an edible and see this with all your friends,
this
like
is
a
what
midnight
I
showing.
Had,
yeah.
had ideas of doing, but
and I instead saw
oh, I
it,
encourage this.
At 11 a.m. with my mom when I was hungover, which is the exact non-ideal.
That's what Tom Hooper wanted.
Sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, and immediately they start saying the word Jellicle, and I'm just like, what the fuck is this?
It does. I like the word Jellicle. I've noticed.
I really don't.
I don't know what it sounds to me. I think of like something jelly filled, and that
I'll take a Jellicle donut good. With
yes.
a powdered donut.
Right.
Oh my god. Well, the thing is, I don't think anybody knows what it is, and I think what you just said makes perfect sense because you said you like the word Jellicle. I think the creators of the musical Cats like the word Jellicle because it's based on T.S. Eliot poems.
Yes.
From like way the fuck back when that he wrote for his grandchildren, uh-huh. and that. There's no plot. There's no narrative. It's just like, from my understanding, it's poems that have all these characters' names that are in Cats,
mm-hmm.
like Rumpelteazer and
yes,
Mungo well. Jerry.
See, that I hate.
Yeah, the names
Mungo
are so bad.
Jerry.
Rumtum Tugger.
Yeah, that
there's one
I
just
really
named. There's one just named Gus.
See, Gus, I don't mind.
Amongst all the weird names, but like it's these T.S. Eliot poems that don't have any backstory or meaning. That, from what I understand, he was approached by Disney. When he, like, years and years before he died, like 30 years before he died or something, and Disney was like, give us the rights to these cat poems. And he said no. And then, from what I understand, he died. And the second he died, his wife sold the rights to it.
Oh, wow.
And that's how we ended up with Cats the Musical, which is written by Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yes.
And became this flash in the pan phenomenon in, like, I think it was 1980 or 1981 mm-hmm. when it opened in, like, West End London. And then it was here in New York City. And it was just this phenomenon that, I would argue, could only have happened then and would never happen today. Like, if Cats came out and it had never come out before and it came out today, it would just bomb and no one would talk about it.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it was this huge hit. It has this, as we'll listen to, I guess, today, the Broadway musical score, it has this, like, 80s synth sound that is just, like, completely out of control, weird in 2019. So this movie, the movie version is just a complete, like, miscalculation. It's like... This movie, if it were going to exist, should have happened in the 80s.
It
would have been
thing, yeah.
huge in the 80s because the play was for some reason and no one knows why. Like the revival, they did a revival of the play in New York in the past few years. Like, we could have seen Cats on Broadway.
I'm happy we didn't.
I'm happy we didn't too. But it did so poorly that it's gone.
Wow.
The revival did so poorly that it
When
did
was
not,
it?
like the past couple.
I think I do
a couple
remember
years
seeing
ago.
Signs yeah. for.
There
it
were
all
there
the
were
place.
Broadway or Subway ads for the show for at least my first 3 years here.
Is that yeah. what and all then, those bodega cats are?
Yeah, cats it's all viral marketing. I was just about to say. Yeah. I think some of those cats ended up in the alley, or not the alley. There's no alleys here, but just in my backyard.
So what? Before we start listening, we'll start listening in a second. But what drove me insane about the movie and the play by extension, which I have not seen, is that it's just cats introducing each other or introducing themselves for an hour and a half.
That's the whole thing.
And then there's 20 minutes of plot at the end, kind
yes,
of. Yeah.
But imagine we're lucky because we've just seen the movie version. If you go see it on Broadway, it's that double length.
Oh
because
right.
there's an intermission.
Yes,
part
now
one,
that you're saying
part two.
It.
Yeah.
This was what would piss me off about watching the play in class is the VHS is like 3 hours.
It's probably so a double tape. It's probably like a Titanic VHS.
And there's that weird steamy sex scene.
You see a paw mark on the window?
Honestly, this movie is hornier than Titanic could ever dream of being.
Yeah, it was very...
The trailers, the preview seemed kind of horny because the cats are like sexy in this one, right?
Taylor Swift plays a cat, and I guess they all do, but Taylor Swift
now
most
I know
notably.
Why Tommy went to this movie.
She has
and the
kitty
story,
DNA, dude.
And the
they
story
give her
is,
like mount.
Is that right?
And yes. It's only her, so it's very off-putting.
Tommy does love kitty DNA.
Oh my God. God damn it.
No, I love that. The story made it sound like Tommy's mom dragged into this movie. I think it was the opposite.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Get in the car, Mom. I'm driving.
I'm hungover. There's only one fix. Yeah, so it seemed like they were supposed to be sexy. Who else is in this?
Oh, the cast is crazy. Rebel Wilson plays Jenny Anycats.
Okay.
James Corden.
James Corden plays...
Right.
I forget.
He's like the comic relief.
There's Jason Derulo.
I've heard of this. Who is Jason Derulo?
I don't know.
He's a
Tommy
singer.
Might know more than I do.
And he's a popular singer.
All I know is people make fun of him because like all the memes I've seen Jason Derulo are of him saying his name because I guess he's one of those like DJ Khaled types who just will like say his name in a song. But he doesn't do that in Cats. Ian McKellen's in Cats.
Wow.
Very famous actor Ian McKellen having a really good time, honestly, in Cats.
And,
he seemed
Elba
to be having
also.
The most fun.
Oh, yeah. Idris Elba
is McCavity, the I would say antagonist
he
if
is
this
the
thing
antagonist,
had a plot.
Yeah.
But he just kind of is there and singing menacingly. There's a wanted sign for him at one point that flashes on screen. I'm like, who are the cat police? Who? The Jellicle cops? What's happening? The movie just doesn't explain a goddamn thing. And as Tommy said, it really is just feature-length introductions, and then it ends.
And you just keep waiting for something to happen. It's like, oh, wait, we got to hear who the fuck this one is. And, but I would have been fine not knowing any of them.
Yeah, so I guess the movie wants to put you in the position, because...
that
I
fucking railway cat. Get out of here.
Skimbleshanks? Skimbleshanks? Yeah. The railway cat? Oh, we're I can't wait
to
listen to all
Let's start listening
to
the music.
Yeah,
do we want to? Okay.
Yeah, we should actually all introduce each other.
Yeah.
Or introduce ourselves over and over again.
What do you guys want to hear? I just
the
get to pick.
Dog Street. Or maybe start from the start.
I
want to
start from
think?
The beginning because the overture that starts this play is like the beginning of a nightmare carnival, and I want to play it.
So I have to say, like I said, it's been... I saw the VHS of this when I was in fifth year. So I was like, this was 20 years ago. So I don't remember this at all.
It may
I
all
have
come
no
flooding
idea
back.
What Cats is going to sound like. I'm excited to hear.
All right, here we go.
Oh, no. I forgot it's like this.
It's all slinky.
So scary.
Yeah, why is it so scary?
I don't know.
Is it a scary movie?
It's like
it's unsettling at the start. It's just like this cat, I believe it's the Francesca Howard, some like it's not even a celebrity. It's like this is introducing this woman as the main cat in this movie. And I'm pretty sure it starts with her coming out of like a bag, like she was like left in some alley. And then like the rest of the cats see her and find her, and that's kind of how they start introducing themselves, mm-hmm. kind of like to acclimate themselves to her, to be like, hey, here's what we're doing here. Here's what we are. And then the rest of the movie is just cats singing songs. I'll skip to the next one, which is Jellicle Songs for Jellicle Cats.
Yes. So this is where I lost my mind.
Because
they kept
the
saying this word. The first song, they just kept saying the word Jellicle, and I'd never heard it before. And it made me insane.
Andrew Lloyd Webber is a freak.
I love Jesus Christ Superstar, but
what about Starlight Express?
Never saw Starlight Express.
Are you blind when you're born? Can you see in the dark?
Dare you look at a king?
Would you sit on his throne? Can you say of your bite that it's worse than your bark?
Are you cock of the wall
when you're walking alone?
Because Jellicles are and Jellicles do. Jellicles do and Jellicles would.
Oh,
Jellicles would and Jellicles can. Jellicles
still no definition of Jellicles.
Oh.
Are you tense when you sense there's a storm in the air?
Can you find your way blind when you're lost in the street?
Do you know how to go to the heavy side layer?
That's the first mention of the heavy side layer. We'll get to that.
The heavy side layer?
The heavy side layer is the Cats universe version of heaven, I would say.
Oh.
And the plot that emerges once you listen through the whole musical, again, all song, no dialogue. Almost in the movie. The movie almost does that. The movie has a couple lines of dialogue, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
The play, from what I understand, is all singing.
Oh,
so all
I
the
see.
Plot comes from the songs.
Right.
And the plot that emerges is each of these cats is introducing themselves and kind of making their case to be the Jellicle choice.
Uh-huh.
And the Jellicle choice gets to ascend to the heavy side layer. So this play is about cats wanting to die.
They all want to die.
They all want to die.
Which one of us gets to die?
Which one
That's
of us gets
really
to die?
Cult-y.
And I think the implication is cats have 9 lives.
Right.
So like this one is spent. So if I get to the heavy side layer, that's how I get to start my next one. And I'm pretty sure, I mean, I'm telling you, that is me making so many leaps of judgment and like doing research and like figuring out what this play is about, because you really have to watch it to get all that from it.
So I looked up Jellicle Cats, by the way.
Okay.
And my phone set itself on fire. it says,
Are you blind when you're born?
Jellicle Cats were first mentioned in T.S. Eliot's 1933 poem.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's supposed to be, it says it's a fictional type of feline.
Yes.
So they are Jellicle Cats. It's like they're.
Like their breed or something.
Yeah.
Right. Which is when, can we go to the next song, another song
yes.
now?
Yeah.
Because I want to go to the old Gumby cat, because this is the song that happens with Rebel Wilson in the movie. And it is the funniest one for me because it keeps introducing the concept of a Gumby cat. And I'm like, okay, cool. What's a Gumby cat? And the song never tells you. It just goes, a Gumby, she sits and sits and sits and sits. And that's what makes a Gumby cat. And she keeps
so
just,
they're lazy. It sounds racist.
Listen to the song. It's crazy.
Her name is Jenny Any Dots.
Jenny Any Dots, excuse me.
Is of the tabby kind with tiger stripes and leopard spots. All day she sits beneath the stairs or on the steps or on the mat. She sits and sits and sits and sits. And that's what makes a Gumby cat.
Excuse me?
That's what makes a Gumby cat.
He said it twice.
So that explains it.
That explains
but
it.
When the day's hustle and bustle is done, then the Gumby cat's work is but hardly begun. And when all the family's in bed and asleep, she tucks up her skirts to the basement to creep.
What?
She's deeply concerned
tucks up her skirt?
With the ways of the
Are they calling her some sort of a whore?
Well, this sequence does feature the craziest part of the movie, I'll say, which is when Rebel Wilson, who is just looks, you know, Rebel Wilson as a cat, zips off her skin, and reveals that she has a dress on underneath, but that also has her cat skin on still. So the implication is like she was wearing cat's fur over her cat fur.
It was a Leatherface scenario.
Yes, and it's like the implications are staggering for the rest of the Cats universe. Like, are they all wearing this?
So scary.
Yeah, it's horrifying.
But also, this song is so contradictory because they're like, everything about this cat is that she sits around and is lazy.
Right.
And then immediately, she does a bunch of shit at night.
She does a bunch of shit at night, and then she's like friends to the Beatles and the, what else? There's Beatles and...
You mean the band? The
no,
Beatles?
No.
And she has a band
of mice. In the movie,
mice,
they look like cockroaches, but they're called...
Oh, cockroaches,
They're called Beatles in the movie. But it's like she's like friends with all these other little creatures, the mice. There's like mice with the cat faces too in the movie, like little and little beetles that have human faces. It is
the
scariest shit you'll ever see. Yeah. So that's
it's
why
just a gross movie. It's gross.
It's a garish looking yes. movie is yeah. the word I would use. It is not fun to look at. And I would argue there's only one real quote unquote song on this soundtrack, and it's the one that everyone knows. It's Memory. Memory, All Alone in the Moonlight, you know, the song.
I don't even know if I know that.
Let's play that.
Okay, I'll play Memory, because
this is the one that you'd know if you hadn't seen it.
If you hadn't seen it, this was a huge
It's like
thing.
One of the most famous musical songs ever.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very famous song.
And in the movie, I guess this has the same candor that Jennifer Hudson tries to do in the movie, where it's like really sad and guttural, and like, she's just kind of like, I mean, this ends up, spoiler alert, Grisabella ends up being the Jellicle choice who gets chosen to die.
Someone just threw off their headphones and stormed out of the room.
And that was me.
But this song, I guess, is her making her case to be the Jellicle choice, and it's really sad, and I don't really understand why she's sad or anything. But in the movie, I don't know if you felt this way, it felt like Jennifer Hudson was in a completely different movie. Because everyone else is like happy-go-lucky and just singing, and she's just weeping
the entire time. The thing that I feel like is new, maybe it's been around forever, but where they have someone have snot, a lot of snot when they're
like
crying.
Like the Blair Witch Project move?
I just hate I hate the way it looks, especially on a damn cat person. Like, I don't want to see a cat person snot.
Yeah. Well, the fundamental issue with the movie, I would say, is that the technology that they waited so long to... They were waiting for the technology to get there to make this movie. And, like, it's not there because it just looks insane.
Yeah. I think they should have just done the Sonic face thing to all these
dads. Just fixed it. Spent millions fixing
it. No, I want the old Sonic face.
Put the old Sonic face on all the cats.
I think that technology's got to go somewhere.
Yeah, you read like a full review of Cats that just like the cat should be faster. The cat should be blue. The cat should. You just want Sonic.
They should jump through rings. They should have a friend named Tails. There's so many easy fixes. I'm noticing, I know you mentioned it before, but the railway cat's name is Skimbleshanks.
Skimbleshanks, the railway cat, and my favorite is probably Mr. Mistopheles, because he's magical. Yes.
That's my favorite song.
It's the best song.
I like
okay,
that
I'm
name.
Happy you agree with that.
It is the best song.
I like the name Mr. Mistopheles.
Oh,
I like
the name never Skimbleshanks, was there ever a cat so clever as Mr. Mistopheles?
That like feel it. That was like, the whole movie, I was like, well, I love Jesus Christ Superstar, so at least I'll like the music, no matter how much I hate the way it looks. And I hated most of the songs.
I will say, right. I haven't listened to the movie soundtrack until like yesterday when I was preparing for this, and it is noticeable how much worse the versions in the movie are than the original recording. Yeah,
so this is the original.
We've been listening to the original Broadway recording. We could switch to the new one at some point.
Yeah, I think we should listen to the new stuff.
Yeah, let's listen to the new stuff and talk since we're talking about the movie.
Okay. It's on my recently played.
I was
going
to say it's frightening how quickly you were able to get to that.
Oh no, I've been driving my girlfriend crazy because she comes home and I'm like dancing around like Skimbleshanks. She's like, "What the fuck is happening?"
Have you guys seen the Skimbleshank Redemption?
It's my dad's favorite movie.
He's got a poster of a hot cat on.
Here's Skimbleshanks from the movie. Already different production quality,
right? All right.
There's a whisper down the line at 11:39 when the night mail's ready to depart. Saying Skimble, Barry Skimble, has he gone to hunt the thimble?
Barry
he must
Skimble.
Find him or the train can't start. All the guards and all the porters and the station master's daughters would be searching high and low. Saying Skimble, where is Skimble? For unless he's very nimble, then the night mail just can't go.
There's also a cat named Bustopher Jones.
Oh, hell yeah.
That Taylor Swift CGI made me want to bust on.
Do you remember the part in the movie? I think I let out an involuntary, like, oh no, when Judi Dench just addressed the audience.
That is insane.
There's a fourth wall break at
oh,
the end.
Oh, no.
Yeah, let's play that sign because this... one is wild.
The addressing of the
cat. A cat is not a dog, of course.
He said a cat is not a dog, of course. Out of nowhere. No one asked. Of several
kinds of I think this is the worst song in the whole movie.
It is. Again,
and
not
this is
a song.
The end?
Every song besides Memory is just people talking like with music in the background. Uh-huh. It's not hardly music.
to understand our character. You've learnt enough to take the view the cats are very much like you. You've seen us both at work and games, and learnt about our proper names, our habits and our habitat. But how would you address?
So she's just telling you what you've seen?
Yes, and from what I understand, it's accurate to the play. Like, the play ends the same way, with the cats, like, turning to the audience and being like, well...
A cat is very much like you? No, it's not.
Tommy, you're like a cat. You're very grumpy.
I only fly away.
When the movie started, it had, like, the Amblin logo at the top, which is, like, Steven Spielberg's company, and that led me to Googling around. I was like, how did Steven Spielberg get involved in this? And I found an article from the LA Times in 1990, before I was born. This was supposed to be a movie that Steven Spielberg made in 90. In 1990, wow. He was going to do a completely animated version of Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats, because him and Andrew Lloyd Webber are friends.
I will say animated would have been much better.
100%. Yeah. As
agree.
I said earlier, it would have been a hit if it came out in the 80s. And it, like... I think it would have been a hit if they just did, you know, the VHS you saw.
Yeah.
Like, that is just people dressed as cats performing on a stage. They put it out on DVD or VHS and DVD.
Yeah, and it was a hit.
And it was a huge hit. Yeah. And if they just kind of applied that logic to a movie and just had the... Say, imagine the same cast we saw in Cats dressed like the musical version.
Yes.
That would have worked better, as weird as it would have looked. Than this horrifying,
oh,
sure.
I need to
technical
see some, I'm
going to
look up pictures. You guys can do the same at home. I do want to say, do you guys know what Rotten Tomatoes gave this movie?
I'm going to guess it's under 20.
All right.
I'm going to say 9, 1 for each of the lives.
By Price is Right rules. Well, you didn't say a number. You said under 20.
I went
20.
Up, yeah.
So you
I can give you a number. I'm going to say 16%.
Damn, you were so close with under 20, 19.
Ooh. Fuck. Okay.
And under 19 is how Tommy likes his women. Damn it, I wish I had said under 16. Fuck.
Can we listen to the part where she says a cat is not a dog, of course?
I don't know where it is.
I, just can't
I feel like it's on here.
I just can't believe she says
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. These people
just scroll back
insane.
A little bit. We'll see if we can
oh,
get
I hate here. This.
Ugh. I went back, so.
I know. This is like a climax, and they're just saying a cat is not a dog.
Who thinks dogs who, they are?
And dogs have never been mentioned in this universe.
Say they aren't
are there dogs in the movie?
No.
No.
And then she now just that's
says,
insane.
In the wrap-up, she just says a cat is not a dog. Yeah, bitch.
Yeah, thanks.
That just reminded me. This is wildly off-topic, but I sent it to you, Tommy, so it made me laugh very hard. So we're going to put this one out next week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, as you know, we just had the holidays and I was home with my mom and we were watching this movie and I didn't know what the movie was, but she just put it on and I was like, what is this movie? And the movie was called A Family Man. It's not
the Nick Cage one?
The Nick Cage one. That's
okay.
The Family
That is
Man,
The Family Man, yes.
This movie was called A Family Man, and it was...
straight-to-video knockoff of Family Man.
No, it was about...
This is a Con Air.
Well, Spirit Airlines, sounds like to me. It was about a guy who worked as a headhunter, like getting people jobs or whatever. He would find people to job placement, basically.
Yes.
But Willem Dafoe is this evil like boss who's like high powered, and this guy has to. Gerard Butler has to work in the pressure to do it while his son is dying of leukemia. It's very depressing.
Yeah.
But I asked my mom what it was about, and one, it was called A Family Man, and she goes, I think A Family Man. And then to further elaborate, she goes, I think it's about some sort of dog-eat-dog world. That description
it's
of
like reading the box. Like, what is that?
Some kind of a dog-eat-dog world.
Well, a cat is not a dog.
Of course.
That's true. Of course.
Is that what you replied with to your mother?
I did. I just want to say... I don't know who this is, but I hate this so much.
It's, that's the main one, right?
So this is the main cat.
That is the main cat, the unknown Francesca Hayward or whatever.
I really hate.
Also, this brings up a great point. He's showing a picture of, I guess, I'm sure you'll post it online. He's showing a picture of the cat at the dinner table. I don't know what kind of podcast y'all are running here. But this picture shows a cat with like a knife and a fork at a dinner table.
Yeah.
But this brings up a great point that the scale in this movie is so off and like inconsistent.
So they make this big show of like doing a bunch of like showing how the cats are really cat size because look at them with whatever.
Right.
The entire conceit of this movie is like, what if we built giant sets and had our people walk around them as if they're cats? But they don't it's as if the person who made this movie has never seen a cat.
Yeah.
That is all I could, that's the only thing that makes sense to me.
I will say, Ian McKellen kind of just looks like a cat.
The Ian McKellen one is like eerie.
Yeah, that's just a picture of him.
There's a part where he like licks milk and like, it's very funny.
Let's play, we got to play Mr. Mistopheles since we talked about it as being the best song.
From the movie or musical soundtrack?
Let's do the musical just because I want to give the good song its due.
Yeah. Let me find it. Sorry. Mr. Mistopheles. There it is.
Mr. Mistopheles. The original rules. Conjuring cat.
The original conjuring
cat. There have been many copy cats.
So the...
This is a banger.
He is quiet, he is small, he is black. From the ears to the tip of his tail.
I could see like fish covering this song.
This feels like it could be Reba. The tip of his tail.
He is equally cunning with dice. He's always deceiving you into believing that he's only hunting for mice.
What is he hunting for?
Yeah, what's he really doing?
Another question the movie does not answer.
Have seen it one moment, then it is gone. You find it next week lying out on the lawn. And we all say,
all together now.
Oh, well, never was there ever a cat so clever and magical, Mr. Mistopheles.
I like this. It's a good song. Yeah. Also, I can't tell if I like it or if the Excedrin I took finally kicked in.
I like how he's talking about being magical because like he's like misplacing silverware and it shows up somewhere else later.
It's just
magic.
He just took the fork.
He just moved
it.
My cat does that with socks all the time.
My cats do that shit all the time. I found my watch in a different place yesterday. I was like, how did that help?
You're like, Mr. Mistopheles.
It's funny that he says... And they all join him in saying there never was a cat as clever. It's like, well, you guys are kind of down on yourselves.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, he's got minions.
Never was there ever a better podcast than Brad Arnold.
There's another cat named Growl Tiger, all one word.
Sounds like a good band.
I would also like to listen to Mungo Jerry and Ripple Teaser. That's another one of my favorite songs.
Okay,
here we go.
So this is Mungo...
Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer. Both names, all one word.
Sure.
Mungo Jerry, Rumpelteazer.
Mungo Jerry has a fucked up Instagram account. Stealing jokes.
Hey, Mungo Jerry.
Yeah.
Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer.
Truly introductions, the whole time.
Notorious couple of cats. As knockabout clowns, quick change comedians, tightrope walkers, and acrobats. They had an extensive reputation. They made their home in Victoria Grove. That was merely their center of operation.
This music is not satisfying.
I know.
It doesn't rhyme right.
Exactly. It's just like Memory's the only song. Yeah. Every other song is just... We're talking and we're telling you about us.
Yep.
There was a woman in our screening who literally walked out during this song and never came back. And I was like, I respected her so much.
I saw this movie.
I was like, fuck this.
I saw it at the press screening, like the big press screening New York premiere. And they gave us cat ears.
Yeah.
They gave us, this is how you know a movie's going to be bad. They gave us free drinks and popcorn. which is how you know they're like, hey, critics, will you please say at least that we, you know, at least the experience wasn't bad.
At least there was free popcorn.
Yeah. So we got free popcorn, free sodas, and there was a bar. We got a free drink before the movie.
Ooh.
There was Cats cupcakes with Cats logos on it. It was like this whole ordeal. And then we got into the movie. And as you said, we had at least 20 to 30 people probably walk out by halfway. And it's like the press screening. So I don't know where they found half these people. And they also were screening it. This is the only time I've seen New York screening. It's usually it's like 7 o'clock on Tuesday. And if you don't make it, you don't make it. Cats had a screening at 1, 4, 7, and 10 for four
oh my
critics.
God.
I think it's because it opened against Star Wars and they just wanted to give critics an opportunity to see it. But I just can't imagine like... people were sitting there all day watching Cats. It's just unbelievable. I do want to see it again.
It felt to me longer than The Irishman. It's an hour and 40 minutes shorter than The Irishman. It was interminable.
It's only 4 hours?
I turned to my...
I have no patience.
I turned to my friend who I took to the screening, and he had seen the musical, so he was really excited. And he was just as dejected as I was about it. Like, he hated it. And I just kept turning to him the whole movie. I just couldn't. I'm like, this is like, what am I watching?
Yeah.
It's confounding.
Yeah.
Confounding.
And they spent like $85 million to make
it. Not only that, it's more than that. Its reported budget is 100 and its marketing spend is another 100.
That's insane.
And the number I think Tommy's citing is the fact that it's slated to lose $85 million dollars because of all the money spent on it and the fact that it's recouping none of it.
Well, can I tell you, we've also lost $85 million on this podcast.
And you know what? It's worth it.
And that's all because you're measly Patreon.
If you just give a few more measly dollars. I want to say I found a review of this movie from The Atlantic. It's
is
a
it
positive
David Sims?
Review. It is David Sims.
Okay.
It says, just embrace the madness of Cats. That's the headline.
That's the only way you can
it
enjoy
says,
it.
Just embrace. It's demanding you.
I'm not even going to embrace Tom's Cats.
Embrace the madness.
It says, this movie is about cats. Don't overthink it.
It's not about dogs.
Tell me how to watch this stupid ass movie.
Did you guys watch Don't Fuck with Cats?
I didn't, but I didn't know what it...
It's about all the mean tweets about
it's
the movie.
About people not seeing cats. I don't fuck with cats.
Isn't that really about, like, a group of people finding some cat murderer online? Have you actually watched it?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
That's
crazy. I want
to
watch it.
If you watch it, come talk to me about the most infuriating end to a documentary I've ever seen.
Okay.
Can't wait to watch it.
More cats content.
I know,
And they just play Mr.
Mistopheles. I mean, I could keep playing more music. I don't know if we've exhausted it. There's the Rum Tum Tugger.
Yeah, play the Rum Tum Tugger. That's a real sexy
song. I'm
going to
play the Jason Derulo version.
Yes. Yeah, listen to Jason.
Also, I want to say... Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
This is the sexiest song I've ever heard.
Hell yeah.
It sounds awful.
I'd rather have grouse.
I love the like. I still love the 80s sound of everything, like the clunky bass and synth. I love it, but it's horrible.
And there isn't any cool for me to shout. Anything about
wow, 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 trying to do like Prince stuff.
I feel like Andrew Lloyd Webber ran into the same problem I ran into when I did my Christmas music show, where you really use up like the three things about Christmas and or cats right away. And then you're like, oh,
he says curious and like 14
you
different
gotta
rocks.
Say, and they keep saying mouse. It's like, we know they chase mice.
Yeah. That, it does feel that way. And it's just crazy that it was such a hit to me. Like, I don't. And I love that studios thought that it could translate to now. They're like, no, it's going to be a hit.
Well, it's also like, this. It's
yeah,
not like,
desperate
if this were from, I know that the poems were from the 30s or whatever, but if, or at least that's what I think. That's what, it's crazy that this was in the 80s because, and 90s and stuff, because you're like, we already had Star Wars and stuff. Like, if you were to tell me this was a hit in the 40s, I'd be like, all right.
Yeah, okay, there's some technology.
There's so little to be entertained by. But
no, it's confounding. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think there are like You could find historians who'd be like, I have no idea. I have no idea why this hit. I don't know what America was going through in 1981.
Like, yeah, maybe it's that because they just couldn't find it. There was no cat memes at the time.
Yes.
So this was the best they could do for cat humor, I guess.
Cats are so like extremely online.
Yes.
Like, cats have become like an internet staple.
Absolutely.
And you're right. Before there was the internet, people always have loved cats.
Right. And the type of people who would like this also.
I have two cats and I love this shit.
I also have two cats and this is making me not love them.
No. Hey, no. I got two cats, me cat and you, and you cat in the floor.
What the
God
hell?
Damn it. No, I just want to say I love the cats. I didn't mean that. But this, I like the rock and roll sound.
Yeah.
The
curious cat.
The guitar.
Is this the most anyone's ever sang along to the music?
Yes. I can't stop.
It must suck to be a musician. You're just like going off, and then it's like, God, I wonder what they're singing about. Oh, fuck.
In the studio, you don't hear the lyrics. You're just shredding.
Yeah, that song shreds.
That's so funny.
I'm just a regular studio musician. Having a great time.
You're like, wow.
Jason Derulo.
Jason. I kind of like this.
Yeah, it's great.
He also doesn't seem curious at all. He's very self-assured and like confident.
Wow. Yeah, the Broadway soundtrack is an hour and 41 minutes. And, you know, that doesn't include the intermission when you see it. I'm kind of decide if I want to see the musical. Because yeah. I have become so obsessed with the music. I feel like I would have a good time. But then I think about sitting there for 3 hours, and I'm like, I could barely get through the movie.
Oh,
and it's under two.
I know. It's crazy.
It does feel like it's going on forever. But I also am like compelled to see it again. Like, I will see it again before it leaves theaters, I think. Just because I, first of all...
Have Stockholm Syndrome.
Syndrome. And mostly because, did you hear about the patch they put out on this movie?
Oh, so that's weird.
So, like, the effects, as we mentioned, were so unfinished that the director was still working on it the final week of its release.
What?
And the studio sent updated, because now, back in the day, they used to send 35mm prints of movies to theaters, which would have been impossible to replace at this point. But now, because it's on a hard drive and digital, the director basically sent every movie theater in America an updated version that had better effects. So, like, a week into the movie's
run,
so crazy. They're like, hey, Cats, the version, we fixed the broken hand, and we fixed this, and we fixed that.
That's
apparently
really crazy.
It's still very fucked up.
But it is like Kanye West.
I was about to say, it's like Kanye's Life of Pablo.
It's exactly, I'm a Fix Wolves. It is, I'm a Fix Wolves writ large. Yeah, exactly.
I love the idea of every week we get a new cat.
That's what I said. Make the Jellicle choice is like the marketing campaign.
Oh, it's like Clue when they had three different endings.
They're like, make the Jellicle choice. Go see Cats. Which one will be chosen?
I want to see that Rum Tum Tugger fucking dead.
Yeah. I want to see one where it's like their ninth life. So when they get a heavy side layer, that's just over for them. It's just like, oh, fuck. Oh, no.
Just with the whole movie, you just see a dead cat.
Yeah, the effects drop out. It's just an actual dead cat.
The wedding ring on the hand.
It just says one cat was harmed in the making of this film.
Oh, man. Would you see the play if it came back?
Oh, I this is the last time I'll hear the music by choice.
Not if you come to my house. It'll be
decided to kill ourselves right after this episode. Yeah, we're
committing seppuku or whatever.
We're going to the heavy side layer.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. I hope we're chosen.
Have we exhausted all the cats conversation topics?
No, there's more songs. Yeah.
There are more songs.
We also have Facebook.
Oh
yeah, let's do that.
Let's go to Facebook now.
I missed your Facebook post on this.
I posted it pretty late, and we didn't get a whole lot because I did that. But the people who did write about it seemed to have a lot.
They wrote a lot.
That is not surprising at all. Yeah.
Micah Green writes, let's talk about the magical Mr. Mistopheles for a second.
Yes.
And the Broadway version of Cats.
We need to talk about the
the problem with Mr. Mistopheles.
He's canceled.
In the Broadway version of Cats, he is the fucking man. He's super good at magic, and he's dripping with sexual energy. Not to mention he has to do the conjuring turn, which is 24 consecutive fouettes in turn-on?
So,
how do you say that?
I don't know. Fouettes? I don't know how to say it, but it's just French. A dance move. Yeah. Pirouettes, maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
So that was something that people were mad about that I don't really care about, but people who love dance, they like CGI'd a lot of the dance.
My whole point with this movie being just like completely ridiculous is the play works because you're watching. If you like dance, there's like really cool dance is happening.
Yeah.
Like they are, you're watching humans dance. You're watching like a form of art. And when you're watching Cats the movie, you're watching CGI things do a dance. Right. You're like, what is this for?
That's where you might as well have cartoons.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. It's like, it loses the art when it's CGI.
Right. And I agree with that. I'm not even like a big dance person.
Totally.
I'm from the town of Footloose.
No.
Dancing, it should be illegal, frankly. As I've actually never seen that movie. Is that the premise?
That is the premise.
That's insane.
They've made that movie twice now.
I think if Mayor Pete got elected, that would come back.
Absolutely. I mean, if Pence becomes president.
Can you imagine a national Footloose?
No God. Dancing, and if you skip, you're put to death. All right, let's see. It's the conjuring turn, which is 24 consecutive. Okay, to play the role, you need to be able to dance on point and sing at the same time, which is insane to begin with. But then you have to spin on your goddamn tippy toes 24 cock-sucking times in a row. Seems needlessly dirty here, Micah.
I'm telling you, this play brings out the horniest shit in everybody.
You have to be a true powerhouse of the theatrical arts. In the movie, however, Mr. Misto's...
Mr. Misto's,
who do you think you are? Not a doggy. Let's see. Mr. Misto's a huge fucking dork-ass incel loser
who has zero confidence.
Can't do magic for shit and doesn't even do the conjurer's turn. They reference the conjurer's turn and then he just doesn't do it. In fact, he is one of the worst dancers in the movie. It's laziness. It's a betrayal. It's a bastardization of everything I hold dear. Well,
this is a great comment.
See it in 2 weeks, Micah. Maybe they'll fix that.
Maybe they'll fix everything you hated about it in post. That gets to what we just talked about with the dancers, though. Like, it loses it doesn't translate to film at all.
Yeah.
Like, the reason that Mr. Mistopheles is cool in the play, as you can tell from that person who looks like they like musical theater, is because that was
sounds like an insult.
I didn't mean to. I'm just saying. He listed things I've never heard of in terms of musical theater.
I want to clarify that I was in musicals. I love musical theater and, I just hated this. Like that, it wasn't like, oh, this is for theater kids. I was like, I was a theater kid.
No, but I think the people who do like Cats, what they like about it is what he just said. Like, Mr. Mistopheles was an amazing dancer, and he did this cool thing that I could never see anywhere else. And it's like, you have to see it there. And when it just becomes a fucking incel cat in a movie, it sucks. Ooh, I agree with Micah.
I would watch Incel Cat.
This is Garfield 3.
Just don't fuck Incel Cat.
Logan Cummins writes, I don't want to listen to the soundtrack, but can someone let me know if Jason Derulo says Jason Derulo at the beginning?
I mentioned that earlier. He does not say it in the movie. I can answer that definitively.
Andy Sanford writes, the commercials for Cats gave me nightmares as a kid. I agree.
100%.
It's really scary.
And the commercials for Cats now are giving a whole new generation of kids nightmares.
Isn't that nice?
It is nice. It's kind of nice.
Miranda Britton writes, I had the original Broadway show on tape as a kid, and I watched it every night as I went to bed.
Every night?
That's very strange.
That is the beginning of a horror story.
The music is typical grandiose
Miranda
ALW.
Britton is a curious girl.
The lyrics, originally written by T.S. Eliot, were whimsical and fun, and the costumes and dancing were so fun, very good musical to grow up on. Obviously, as I got older, my taste in musicals matured significantly. Now, my favorite is Hairspray. Seems like that might have been a little bit of a joke.
I don't understand theater humor, so I don't know.
I don't either. Is that good?
Is that a funny one?
I just cadence alone, I'm going that was a bit.
Well, for musical theater's sake, we should laugh really hard. Any joke in any musical is just the funniest joke of all time.
Yeah, those are like church jokes.
It's the same, yeah.
Like when a preacher says something mildly funny.
And everyone loses
their mind. And it's usually
mind.
About
yeah.
his wife's cooking or something.
Borderline like, misogynist.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
like, oh, all right.
If that's my last supper,
that was actually pretty tough.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, that's the other comment is a very weird gif that is kind of funny. It's a cat that kind of looks like Jeff Sheen. And you're going to want to look at that.
What your friend
post.
Just said there about watching on VHS, I was talking to my girlfriend's friend, or actually my girlfriend's friend came over when I was blasting Cats and started singing it with me.
Is
and,
that right?
Yeah, and she was like...
Sounds like you got a new girlfriend.
Yeah, sorry, Mandy. No, but this girl also, she said she watched it. She said she saw the play on Broadway 10 times growing up.
Oh, my God.
Because she had a friend who, like, I think worked on it, so she was able to go see it without paying for it or whatever. But she saw it 10 times, and she had the VHS and watched it, like, weekly. So a lot of people really did, like, grow up on this stuff. And
you saw Cats 10 times. Well, now I know 10 things I hate about you.
That's why I'm here for the show. This is awesome.
Oh boy, that's crazy.
It is crazy, and she's well, very well adjusted, normal person.
She had a punch card.
Oh, the 11th is free. Wow, you should only see it 9 times. They give you kill
free,
you.
They give you a free dead mouse.
I think from the play, another thing that people liked is they would like come out into the crowd and fuck with
yes.
you.
Oh, all right. So it was like a Gallagher type show. Yeah, there's like a splash,
smash
zone
of watermelon on you.
Yeah. Man. Well,
we should play one more song before we get out of here. Yeah, but this is your this is your Jellicle choice, Brett. To be
oh, Jesus. Whatever well, I've already done all my favorites, so I...
Pick one that goes to the Heaviside Layer, Brett. This is all on you.
All right, Heaviside Layer. We're doing it. We're going to the Heaviside Layer.
Are we going Broadway or are we going film?
I'm going film, and it's a song that's not in the musical. It's Taylor Swift.
This is a great idea. Hell we should have talked about this already. Yeah, Taylor Swift wrote an original song, which is very insulting to Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Really funny. Yeah. But the song she sings in the movie is not the song that she recorded, which is over the credits.
I found that so confusing.
It is confusing.
Yeah.
So wait, so we're going to listen to the credits
This
song?
Is the credit song, okay, I believe. This is Beautiful Ghost, is that right?
It was in the movie, too. Yeah. But a different character sang it. Yeah.
Oh, right, really?
Yeah.
Is this Taylor? Oh, it is.
Oh, this is about John Mayer.
So I watch from the dark, wait for my life to start with no beauty in my memory.
I think this is the only thing Taylor Swift's ever done that didn't work. Like, in the box office didn't work. I mean, like, it didn't sell.
Oh, right.
Like, she sells everything.
Too young to wander London streets alone and haunted. Born into nothing.
This feels like a song out of a different movie, a musical. Completely.
Something to yeah, this feels Disney.
Yeah,
it does. It does. Disney fucking wishes they owned Cats. They would do the Cat Cinematic Universe.
Memories were lost long ago.
Oh, yeah. Does Jennifer Hudson sing
this? Yes, Jennifer Hudson does sing this. Yeah.
I remember that line.
Which I thought was so weird.
I don't understand. Yeah. That just blew my mind.
Well,
what a weird.
Maybe it wouldn't have worked for Taylor Swift's character.
Taylor Swift's character was nothing.
Oh, by the way, yeah. Another thing we should mention: she's all over the marketing. They sold it as if she's the star of the movie. She has one scene.
She's in 5 minutes of the movie.
Five.
Are you serious?
She's part of like the bad guys team.
She shows up and like doses everybody with catnip.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Which I understood. I read an interview that I think Taylor Swift's dad suggested that there be a scene with catnip, and then the director of the movie Cats had to ask what catnip was. Did not know.
Are you serious?
Swear to God, look it up. This movie's
I will look it
this
up.
This movie's existence is just the most insane thing. I love it.
That's really funny.
It's a real thing.
Holy shit. Well, I think we've made our point. Hold on.
Almost an hour talking about Cats.
These reviews that are positive for it are so funny.
They're all like the shrugging, like, I guess this is recommendable.
This is USA Today's David Oliver writes, in defense of Cats, critics, keep your paws off this holiday surprise.
Critics really hated this.
Social media chatter is raining cats thanks to the release of director Tom
Hooper's terrifying.
Critically maligned new movie. Yeah, that would be very scary.
That's in the new updated Watchmen. Instead of a squid, it's raining cats.
I will see it again in theaters to see. I want to see the updated effects, see if it makes any difference on my enjoyment.
This short review he put is he wrote the movie is outlandish and sexual and confusing.
Yeah, it is very confusing.
Confounding.
But that doesn't make it garish. A bad movie. In fact, I'm going to call it a good movie.
That's such a shitty review.
It's not a good review.
Yeah, wow. Opinions. You can just say whatever you want.
This is a bad review from Christy Lemire. She writes, it's just baffling and yet it must be seen. It's bad, but you've got to experience it.
I do feel that way.
I'm not going to, though.
Yeah. I don't think anyone should pay for it at this point. They shouldn't reward the behavior of the people involved. But they should wait for it to be on a streaming service and then like definitely do the either take a drug of your choosing and watch it.
Yeah.
I just don't think I can do it.
I don't think if you watch it at home, you'd get through it. Yeah, it's pretty tough. If I wasn't with a person that I brought who wanted to see the movie, I would have left.
Yes.
I 100% would have left in the middle of the movie.
If you're watching it at home, you're like, oh, wait, I could watch anything else. Yeah.
I could play with my cat.
Right.
And it's great.
That's so true. Yeah.
If it's cats versus The Field, I'm taking The Field.
Listening to this soundtrack, I want to know more about Mr. Mafiglia or whatever.
Mr. Birbiglia.
He jumped out a window of a La Quinta Inn. No, Mr. Mistopheles is the clear winner, and I would watch a spinoff.
Yes. Right.
Is there a Mrs. Mistopheles? Sorry, I stole that joke from Charles Bermesco on Twitter. I had to say it.
Yeah, but based on what I've heard, I'm not going to go see this film, I don't think.
Is this your first like Stand By Your film?
Stand By Your first soundtrack, I believe.
I'd wanted to do a musical for a while, and I was happy that
I
you
really
wanted
to do
this one.
We got to do that thing you do at some point.
I would love to do
that. I've never seen that movie.
That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Dude. Tom Hanks directed it.
Yes.
Love that movie.
Famously. Never seen it.
Oh, it's so good.
I got to watch it. Maybe today. Today's the day.
Oh.
Any final thoughts here, Brett? Before we kill you.
before I'm the Jellicle choice. No, I recommend Cats. I think my experience was I saw the movie, I hated it, gave it like I think a half a star review on Letterboxd. Then it
Oh
my god!
Hell yeah! Ass.
Fuck yeah!
All right, we fit a joke into this episode.
I went from hating it to like really loving the music in like a week. So yeah. I recommend. Seeing it just to experience it, and then maybe you'll find that you like the music, and then now maybe you'll be left with the choice of do I see the Cats musical one day?
Right.
And now, I'll be thinking about that every day.
Yes. My review of the soundtrack and of the film, it was my initial review of the film, the first thing I said when I got out, there are just too many cats.
Right.
That's all that there's too many cats introducing themselves, and it just never stops.
Yeah.
And the fact that they end with a cat is not a dog, of course.
That's
just a
bad.
Slap
in the
face. What did
your mom think of the movie?
She also didn't like it.
Did you see the play, though?
I don't think she had, but we were talking about, I think we were both surprised by how not catchy we thought the music was.
Yes.
Because we thought that was like the guarantee.
Totally.
Be good. Yeah.
And the fact, I just love that it starts and it's just like, okay.
Yeah.
There's nothing. There's nothing here for anyone to latch onto to like care about. So it just, the movie just happens.
You know how they do that, the crawl in the new Star Wars that says the dead speak? It should have just been a crawl that says the cats sing.
It should have.
Like, all right, I get it.
I think it would have done better if it had that crawl.
Well, in conclusion, I will say, given how sexy it looks, I'll probably just watch the Pornhub version.
We'll probably spank bank it.
It's the edited down sexiest scenes of cats. And that'll
Swift's
be my version.
TNA. The cat TNA is the weirdest part. I'm glad we didn't talk about it very much.
Yeah, they do like cat kisses where they like. Do that.
Is it true?
Yeah.
Oh, that
really,
would make me very uncomfortable.
It's gross.
It's fucking weird, man.
Yeah.
And you never know, like, the main cat does that to Jennifer Hudson's cat a couple times. Like, does she want to bang Jennifer Hudson's cat?
Yeah, I have questions.
Yeah. Well, Andrew Lloyd Webber, get a hold of us. Answer some of these questions. T.S. Eliot, if you're listening.
T.S. Eliot's estate, if you're listening. We'll take some of the poems. Maybe we'll adapt them. We're listening.
Yeah, we'll be the first to adapt a poem into a podcast.
Ooh.
Well, Brett and I have a shared plug.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, our show, Boardwalk Comedy, is doing a one-off at beautiful Union Hall, my favorite venue, January 11th at 7:30.
Yeah, killer lineup. Joe Pera, Stavros Halkias,
yes.
Yeah,
Rachel Pegram, and Mary Beth Barone.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, great. It'll be very fun. It's going to be a great show.
And check out my podcast. I have a horror movie podcast if you're into that sort of thing. Tommy's been on it, I think, two or three times.
I think three
Tom,
times.
I don't know
yeah.
if Tom's been on it. I don't think he has.
It's great. It's always
the
fun
New
to do.
Flesh podcast. Check it out. Yeah.
What was your number one horror movie of the year for the fans?
Oh, God. Number one, I would say, well, I'll just give a top three. I would say Climax, Midsommar, and the Girl on the Third Floor is my weird indie pick that no one's heard of.
Is that streaming?
It is streaming. You can rent it now. The Girl on the Third Floor, directed by Travis Stevens. It's filmed in Chicago.
Ah.
It's a cool movie.
No cats in that one?
I don't think so. I don't think so. No singing cats in that movie, for damn sure.
I do want to say, right before I give the plug, I looked this up. Apparently, T.S. Eliot stands for Tit Stank Eliot.
He was looking at his phone when he said that, and I really thought he was about to drop some facts on me.
Tommy and I are going to be doing a live show of Stand By Your Band at the Treefort Music Fest, which is March 26th through the 29th. I'm not sure exactly what day we're going to be there, but it is in Boise, Idaho, I believe. Hey, there's me.
Boise, Utaho. Sorry, I don't know. Tom's never having me on again.
Oh, no. We love you, bro. Thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, of course.
I will be at, where will I be? I'll San Francisco Sketch Fest, and I'll be at Dr. Grin's in Michigan coming up. I don't remember what I'm doing. I'll be in L.A. for the foreseeable future, for the next few months. So come see me there. Keep it crispy. Get on the Patreon. Give us some of those measly buckaroos. Make your New Year's resolution.
Can I do one more plug?
Yeah.
Read Comedy Sex God by Pete Holmes.
Turn off the podcast.
Keep it crispy. Bye.